tonight, we apologize for nothing!
Why haven't you asked me to be your girlfriend?
You've never done this before, have you?
Play!
Let's go!
Like we know how to play!
Yes, sir!
Riley, can what happened tonight just stay between us?
And we win like we know how to win! Yes,
sir! So you want to try rough?
Yeah, let's do it.
Get put down. Get the scuff. We gotta keep moving.
One team.
Joining us today on Moving Radio is one of the directors that's going to have their work featured as part of the Rainbow Visions Film Festival. It's Benjamin Howard. He's the director, writer, producer of a film called Riley that is the centerpiece screening presented by Fruit Loop. And that's going to be part of, like I said, Rainbow Visions Film Festival on Saturday, May 18th at 7 p.m. at the Metro Cinema. What's exciting about this is the fact that Benjamin Howard is not just going to be the guest on the show today, but they're going to be here in Edmonton with the screening on Saturday, May 18th, as well as lead actor Jake Hawley, both in attendance for a Q&A post-screening. Benjamin, welcome to Moving Radio.
Christian, thank you so much for having me. I totally appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate having you on the show. You know, when you get the 7 o'clock Saturday spot, you know it's a good film. Okay, Benjamin, you can just admit that. It's okay.
We could not be more honored to have the centerpiece slot. It's actually the first centerpiece slot that our film has been given. So it really means a lot that we're heading up there to Edmonton that we'll be able to represent. I'm really excited.
Yeah. Well, you know, if for anybody that's seen the film, maybe because it did premiere at Calgary at CIF a while ago, or maybe they've read some articles about this or seen the trailer. This is a film that's inspired by your real life experience as being a high school football player and how you struggled to embrace yourself throughout that time. So maybe give the audience some context about the actual film, Riley, instead of, you know, or in conjunction with your own inspiration in the seeds of what this film Riley was.
Kind of the old screenwriting adage that writers are often told is to write what you know. And with this, I really kind of leaned into that idea. I wanted to write something really personal. I thought to myself, the more personal I can make this, the more genuine the writing is. I think the more authentic the final product might be, and maybe the more effective kind of the storytelling would come out to be. So I leaned into that feeling as I started penning the script and kind of dove back into my high school years as an athlete, as a football player, you know, just kind of re-explored what I was struggling with in that time. I was deeply closeted, but people knew me as kind of the athlete, the star football player on the team. And so there were the kind of two personalities that in my head, I knew I was struggling with and I knew I had to work through. So that's really what the film was about. It's about this young athlete who's struggling with himself, and he's got these relationships between his friends and his girlfriend and his parents and his coaches and his teammates. But I would say all in all, the film is really an exploration of his relationship with himself.
That's something that I think people are going to be able to discover at that point in time, that as much as this is a journey of all these exterior things that you have to deal with and process, it's really about that character looking within. And I know obviously that was part of your own journey, but maybe just talk to us a little bit more in detail about Dakota Riley and what that journey of discovery is for himself and what he has to go through.
The stakes back when you're in high school, the stakes are life and death in many ways. And for a high school kid, reputation is kind of what's on the line, as silly as it is now. We look back like, oh, but that's what mattered back then. And to Dakota, he has built kind of this reputation. He's built this persona of who he believes that he is. He's disciplined. He's a dedicated athlete. He's talented. He's hardworking. He's kind of a good old boy. He falls in line with rules and he's well behaved, but then this part of him is starting to kind of rear its head in a way that is undeniable. And he's essentially presented with these feelings in a way that forces him to come to terms with them. He is paired with one of his classmates, this openly gay character named Liam. They're paired together for a French assignment in class. And at Liam's house one day, some kind of drama takes place, and Dakota kind of goes through this moment of in that moment coming to terms with or realizing maybe for the first time that he's allowed to act out on this. And then from there, the film kind of spirals into what the repercussions of that moment mean. And for Dakota, a lot of those repercussions are really in his own head. He's in many ways kind of self-sabotaging himself. It's not a clean journey for him. He betrays people in the process. And so, I don't know, it just kind of gets dirty, I guess, in more ways than one. And that was essentially my experience back then. It was not a clean and tidy, you know, coming to terms process. It involved, you know, people that I trusted or thought I could trust. There was betrayals and things like that. And Dakota kind of goes through some of those moments throughout the film.
Joining us today on Moving Radio is Benjamin Howard, director, writer, and producer of the film Riley. It's featured as part of Rainbow Visions. You can check it out Saturday, May 18th at 7 p.m. at the Metro Cinema. And tickets you can get at the door, but also online at their website as well. And of course, as we mentioned before, Benjamin, who's our guest today, and lead actor Jake Holly will be in attendance for that screening for Q&A after. So I guess that kind of leads us to this collaborative process, particularly for yourself and the character that you wrote, Dakota Riley, but more specifically played by Jake Holly. You know, there's always going to be kind of a meeting of the minds and a collaborative process that happens between a director and their lead actor. But you got a unique situation here where, you know, every script is personal, but when you're really digging deep into your own experiences and the way that you perceived it, you're always hoping an actor comes in and has their own take on it. So talk to us a little bit about that collaborative process for you two as you create this character.
Absolutely. Jake and I met back in 2020. We did a short film together, and that short film essentially is the proof of concept for what eventually became the feature. And when we worked together on that short film, Jake displayed an incredible ability to be vulnerable on camera in a really challenging way. And he pulled off that short film just wonderfully. And I knew from that he was just this immensely talented actor. So when it came time to cast the feature, we did our due diligence. My casting director and I had a call. We brought, you know, a dozen or two actors in to read for the lead role. But Jake had set a bar for me, and I knew that if no one came close to that bar, I'm easily just going to go back to Jake and say, hey, let's bring you back on. And that's essentially just what happened. We saw a few actors. No one was really coming close to what I knew Jake would be able to do. And so I texted him. I said, yo, what are you doing in April? I want to bring you back on for this. I know what you're capable of. I know you'd bring this to life in a really special way. Are you on board? And he said, absolutely. And from there, we didn't look back. He had a couple months to kind of get into the headspace of the character. He got back into the gym and he started working out and he started, you know, running routes, throwing the football around with his friend, who we eventually actually brought on as Jaden, the best friend character in the film. So they had a couple months to kind of get into, you know, this high school mindset, which was really cool for them and special for me to see. And, you know, the nature of indie films over that 2 months, yes, Jake had time to kind of prepare in his own way, but I was busy producing and getting locations locked and all this other stuff. So we didn't have a whole lot of time to rehearse. A lot of our rehearsal actually took place on set while the camera's lighting a shot, you know, for 20, 25 minutes. Jake and I would spend a lot of time in the other room talking about the scene, diving into what this line means. And we, you know, we chatted about blocking and how the camera's going to be, you know, moving throughout the scene. And so a lot of those conversations were productive. I thought those were kind of the most interesting moments for us as, you know, a directing acting duo. it was right before the camera started to roll that we really were able to dive in and explore things that then came out, you know, on the frame. So those were some of the most special moments for me.
Well, in writing the screenplay for Riley, you talk about your personal experiences. Did you feel like, for you as a screenwriter, that there was any kind of line for yourself, or anywhere where you were like, you felt, I'm going to have to sacrifice the reality of this moment in order to serve the story, or vice versa? Because when you put down something personal like that, I don't know if you ever get into those moments where you kind of feel like you're betraying the truth of the moment by not really just giving it at all. Was there ever a conflict like that for you?
That's a, it's a fascinating question. I guess the short answer is no. I wanted to write something truthful. I tried to be as personal as I could with it. At the same time, I knew whether it was a budgetary restriction or, you know, I knew like, okay, this moment happened in real life, but I don't know that it fits organically within the narrative arc that we're, you know, that I've got constructed here. So maybe that moment gets dropped. There was some, you know, give and take between sticking true to what actually happened, to what I was actually going through, versus embellishing moments for the sake of, I don't know, narrative, whatever, fun. And some of those moments were fun to kind of embellish. Like, for example, the character Dakota has like 5 or 6, you know, Division I offers on the table to go play football at university. I never had offers. I was not that good of a player. I was a decent player, but I wasn't as good as him, right? Or for example, like he takes a, you know, a girl on a date to a special spot and they, you know, share an intimate kiss. And I would have been too scared to have even done that back then. So there was, you know, a process of writing out moments that, oh, that didn't actually happen, but it works for the character. It works for Dakota, and it works to drive, you know, the character forward in this narrative that I've kind of got working here. And there were some moments of, this actually did happen. Am I allowed to portray that moment? Should I go that deep and that intimate with this story? And I, and some of those intimate moments, the really kind of intimate ones, I struggle a little bit with just questioning, am I allowed to do this? Am I exploiting this moment from my own past in a way? And what I ended up just leaning back into is the idea to keep it as personal as I could. And the more personal I thought that I could make this story, the more I think specific those choices were, the more universal the film might be, and the more audiences might resonate with it. And I have come to find out that that was the case. I have been really blessed with all sorts of different people coming up to us after screenings and just saying thank you, just thanking us for kind of telling the story. And they said they resonate with the character in really profound and surprising ways that I hoped would happen, but I didn't really imagine it happening to the extent that it has. So that's been really special for us.
I was speaking with Benjamin Howard today, fortunate enough to speak to him about the film Riley. You can catch it at Rainbow Visions. That's Saturday, May 18th at 7 p.m. at the Metro Cinema. Benjamin's going to be there, and so is lead actor Jake Holly. You know, you referenced earlier the idea that there was kind of proof of concept short film that you had done previous to this feature. But, I mean, you've been doing a series of shorts pretty regularly from 2015 to 2021. So kind of over that 6-year period, you know, what are some of the things that you went through as a writer, as a director, as a producer of those films that you feel like helped prepare you for this moment as much as you can be for your first feature film? How did those shorts kind of inform what you were going to do with Riley?
I've been a film student most of my life, actually. You know, since I was 18, I was going to film school. And yeah, over the course of those years, I wrote and directed a good handful of shorts, I think 8 or 9. You just learn something on every short that you make. If there's, you know, aspiring filmmakers out there listening, sometimes I get asked like, oh, what's some advice you'd give? And my unsolicited advice here would be to just get on set and just make a movie. And if you want to be a director, get on set and direct a movie. If you want to be a writer, write a movie, write a short film, try to get it produced. I learned so much over, you know, that 6 years, but I wouldn't have learned it if I just hadn't gotten on set to do it. And so, you know, you start out with one student short film, and I did that back in whatever it was, 2014, 2015. And I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm figuring it out over the course of 3 or 4 days of shooting. And then I get into the editing room and I realize, oh, I wish I had done this, or I wish I had gotten that. And then I can take that knowledge and I, you know, bring it to the next short. And then I do that next short and I talk to this actor and I work this way. And we do, you know, you just kind of learn something on every project. And over that 6 years and over that handful of shorts, you just kind of gain a sense of confidence that, okay, maybe I'm feeling more ready to, you know, instead of doing a 12-minute short, I'm going to do a 90-minute feature here. You just put, you know, a first day of shooting on the calendar and you put your head down and you go for it. That was kind of the thing that I had to force myself to do. I was like, am I making this film? Are we going to get it made? How is it going to come together? Well, as long as I had a date in the calendar, like, okay, April 1st, we have to be ready. We're getting on set no matter what. I stuck that date in the calendar and we didn't look back. And it would have been an interesting ride had I not had that experience with my other shorts, but those other shorts prepared me and just giving me the experience of being a film director and learning, you know, what that entails and how to get people on, you know, excited to work, you know, on your sets. And there's a sense of diplomacy and kind of stroking ego sometimes when it's necessary. And it's a bit of a mind game, but it is the most fun thing ever. It's the most fun thing I can think of. I had more fun directing this feature than I've ever had my entire life. So I feel so blessed that we're here today, you know?
And as, you know, a filmmaker at your age and also doing a lot of shorts, and your first kind of independent feature film, you end up having to wear a lot of hats throughout the entire time, the same way that I'm sure you found out in film school. Is that something you'd ever feel like you'd want to relinquish? Because sometimes that dream is like, get the bigger feature. Yes, there's more money. Yes, maybe there's more, you know, name, quality, talent, you know, whatever that has a factor in. Mostly it's just selling it to the audience. Do you feel like you love that feeling of control you get on these kind of projects for yourself? Or do you feel like there might be a time for you where you're like, I can afford, like, I can let myself step away from those roles, but it has to be for the right kind of project?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the magical thing about an indie film like the one we made is that since I am wearing so many of those hats and since I kind of know, you know, financially how this is all going to come together, I have total control. I was able to do and write and direct and edit whatever I wanted. I had the final say on all that, which is wonderful. You get to a certain point where I might not have that privilege. And I think in a way that it is a privilege to get to that point. And I'd be, you know, very interested in, you know, having financial backing from folks that then do have creative input into a project. So yes, like relinquishing some of that control comes with certain things that are beneficial to, you know, getting a bigger project off the ground. But I do really enjoy the producing element of things. I find that I enjoy that. I like, you know, creating lists and getting those lists, you know, checked off. And I like seeing a project come together, you know, kind of from a 30,000 foot view. So I imagine as I move forward, I'm going to continue to be pretty involved in, you know, the producing element of the projects that I want to make. There are elements, you know, of filmmaking that I have learned I am not very good at throughout this process. So in some ways, yes, I'm happy to relinquish that control and bring someone else in to do it. But in the meantime, you know, when it comes to independent filmmaking, you wear all those hats, you do whatever it takes to get it done, and you hope that it turns out okay.
Yeah, well, I hope you get to make those sacrifices, Benjamin, for the paycheck, that's for sure.
It's not always about the paycheck, but yes,
can,
that would
it
be
it can kind of be a, sometimes, though, Benjamin, can be.
It can, yes.
Our guest today on Moving Radio is Benjamin Howard. We're talking about the film Riley. Benjamin, if people's curiosity is piqued here And if they see the trailer, it'll definitely get their curiosity piqued. Why don't you tell people how they can maybe connect with you on social media, or at least maybe extend their examination of the film, Riley?
Absolutely. Yeah, we are online. We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Our handle is Windsor Film Co. That's the name of my production company, WINDSOR Film Co. So that's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can also see us online at WindsorFilmCompany.com or more simply RileyTheMovie.com.
All right, Benjamin, we appreciate your time. We're excited to see you here in Edmonton at the Rainbow Visions Film Festival, and it's going to be the centerpiece screening on Saturday, May 18th, 7 p.m. And again, Benjamin and also Jake Holly will be in the house and attending for a Q&A following the screening. Really appreciate your time. Looking forward to the audience being able to see this film, and especially with you in attendance, being able to soak it all up and talk to the people after it's done.
We could not be more excited. We are looking forward to getting up there.